Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Mr. Number 89. Miscellaneous Items. The same mail that brought your letter brought me one from Brother Washburn, who is laboring in Washington, D.C. I have been strongly impressed by the Lord that in this city a most decided work must be done to proclaim the truth regarding the seventh-day Sabbath. Several years ago instruction was given me in regard to this. I should be much pleased to see you and talk with you. The message sent you in testimony was that you were not to confine yourself wholly to editorial work, because the Lord has a message for you to bear in our large cities. Washington is a place where, in connection with Elder Daniels, Elder A. T. Jones, and Elder Washburn, you can do valuable service in the ministration of the Word. A strong evangelistic effort must be put forth in the capital of the nation. This was shown me before the Review and Herald office burned. I rejoice that you have taken up this evangelistic work in Washington, and that so deep an interest has already been aroused. The accounts given regarding the work there correspond as nearly as possible to the representation given me of what would be. I am sure, for the matter has been presented to me, and this work must not be weakened by the necessary laborers being called to other places. The work in the South need not hold Elder Daniels and Elder Washburn long. Elder Butler is there, and there are other men who can come in to help. Evangelistic work must be done in Washington, and it must not be broken into by calls from other places. God would have his work in the highways carried forward in straight lines. The work in Washington should be made second to no other work. I am strongly impressed that we should put to active use, in this city, the very best talent we can obtain. A good work has been begun by the meetings that have been held there. And at this point, to call away Brethren Daniels, Prescott, Washburn and others, and to distribute this talent among the various states, leaving men of less ability to carry on the important work in Washington would seem to me to be poor economy. I cannot see the interest that has been awakened in that city left unprovided for, without entering my protest. Furnish strong men for Washington, where a strong work is to be done. Statement regarding the importance of the mother's work. To bring up the children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is the greatest missionary work that parents can perform. The mother is entrusted with a greater work than is the king upon his throne. She has a class of duty to perform in connection with her children that no other one can perform. If she daily learns in the school of Christ, she will discharge her duty in the fear of God, and care for the children as the Lord's beautiful flock. Statements relating to the blind. If you read the Old Testament scriptures, you will see that the Lord has a special care for the blind. He has a love exceeding the love of a mother for her afflicted children, and he has given special directions in regard to how they should be treated. Those who for several years in the past have made no difference between those who are blind and those who can see, have not obeyed the voice of the Lord. We next visited Sister Gurner, who is a widow. She has been thought by some to be a restless, complaining woman, and has been called a murmurer. But when I learned that she has not been able to read for 28 years, I thought that instead of criticizing her, those of her sisters in the faith who have the blessing of eyesight should visit her and read to her as often as possible. Job says, I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. Job 29 verse 15. It is the duty of those who have sight to minister to the blind, so that the afflicted ones shall feel their loss as little as possible. We had a season of prayer with this sister, and the tender spirit of the Lord rested upon us. Release requested for publication in W.D. Oaks talk before ASI group. When the laborers have an abiding Christ in their own souls, when all selfishness is dead, when there is no rivalry, no strife for the supremacy, when oneness exists, when they sanctify themselves, so that love for one another is seen and felt, then the showers of the grace of the Holy Spirit will just as surely come upon them as that God's promise will never fail in one jot or tittle. But when the work of others is discounted, that the workers may show their own superiority, they prove that their own work does not bear the signature it should. God cannot bless them.